is good and bad to having an imagination or to fulfilling the inquisitiveness that the human mind has. So if you go to DougStephan.com, you'll actually see pictures of Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and me, and pictures of Charlotte. And if you haven't ever, you kind of wondered what that's all about, then you go see that being the combination of people who are here set to try to make your day a little bit better as we get together for conversation every day at this time. Thank you for being here. In a few moments, we're going to meet Dr. Carol Goland, who is a... She's actually an ecologist, if I have it correctly, who focuses on healthy, natural agricultural systems. How does this benefit you? Well, it benefits you because from her work and the work of other people who belong to her group, we are finding ways to make our agricultural system more speak to us. That is, how do we find things that when we eat, they are actually good for us? You all have that. You all want your family to be healthy, right? You want to feed your family the best food and find where it is. So I think that's...
Except for Uncle Joe.
The direction.
Yeah.
You don't want Uncle
Not
Joe to
so
eat
much.
Well. Not so much for him. Everybody but Uncle Joe. She's from the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association. So I think there's lots of... You know how I love this stuff. And I really am into this non-GMO stuff. The GMO, you may or may not realize this, but the GMO stuff is really bad for
genetically modified
almost everything and everybody that you can imagine. The government won't tell you that, and Monsanto and Dow won't tell you that, but your friend who's a farmer will tell you that stuff is bad. Bad, bad, bad. So we'll talk about sort of maneuvering around it with Carol in a few moments. And just a moment from now, before she gets here, we have a little laughter coming up at 10 after the hour on Good Day.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
A little laughter at 10 and a half after. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, all prepared to laugh. The story, this story I have seen around before as an agrarian. This has come forth. People have sent this to me any number of times. So if you've heard this, forgive me, it still has great merit. The story of the cowboy named Bud, who was overseeing his herd in a remote pasture when suddenly a new BMW advances toward him with a cloud of dust behind it, the car speeding down the driveway. The driver is a young man in a very expensive suit, Gucci shoes, Ray-Ban sunglasses, very beautiful tie. Leans out the window and says to the cowboy, "If I tell you exactly how many cows and calves you have in your herd, will you give me a calf?" Bud looks at the man, obviously a yuppie, and he looks at his herd and says, "Yep, why not?" So the yuppie parks his car, whips out his Dell notebook computer, connects to his singular V3 cell phone, surfs to a NASA page on the internet where he calls up a GPS satellite to get an exact fix on his location, which he then feeds to another NASA satellite that scans the area with ultra-high-resolution photos. Young man opens up his digital photo in Adobe, Photoshop exports it to an image processing facility in Germany. Within seconds, he gets an email on his Palm Pilot that the image has been processed, the data stored. He then accesses a database through a connected Excel spreadsheet with email on his BlackBerry, and after a few minutes receives a response. He prints out a full-color 150-page report on his high-tech, miniaturized HP LaserJet printer, turns to the cowboy and says, "You have 1,586 cows and calves." "That's right," said the farmer. "I guess you'll take one of my calves then," says Bud. Watches the young man select one of the animals and looks on with amusement as the young man stuffs the animal into his car. Bud says to the young man, "Hey, if I can tell you exactly what your business is, would you give me back my calf?" Young man thinks about it for a second and he says, "Yeah, okay, why not?" He says, "You're an aide in the Obama administration." "Wow, that's correct," he said. "How'd you know that?" He said, "Really no guessing required. You showed up here even though nobody called you. You want to get paid for an answer I already knew to a question that I never asked. You used millions of dollars worth of equipment trying to show me how much smarter you are than me. You don't know a thing about how working people make a living, or about cows for that matter. This, in fact, is a herd of sheep. Now, please give me back my dog." Even though it's maybe somebody would be offended because it seems political, it's actually kind of funny. Well,
you could put in any president, really.
Yes, you could. George Bush should have been just as good. Yeah, I agree with you. 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Dr. Carol Golden to get serious about your food supply and your options here on the Good Day program.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Coming up in a few minutes, Peter Greenberg will visit with us, talking about how children are riding or not riding well in planes. And if you take children on the plane this summer on your vacation, maybe there's some help there. Right now, we meet the executive director of the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association. Her name is Dr. Carol Golden. She's an environmental anthropologist. What a great man. Even the way that sounds. Doesn't that sound cool? An environmental anthropologist.
Cool.
I bet you get all the guys smiling at you when you tell them that, Dr. Golden.
I wish.
All right, let's talk about where in our country, if there is, this is an organization that's headquartered in Ohio, which is like a second home to me. Mm-hmm. I know you are a prophet, Denison. I'm a Heidelberger. The group is actually interested, as I understand it, in sustainable agriculture wherever. How much of your focus is Ohio, the Midwest, and America?
Well, in terms of our membership, it's primarily from Ohio, but also the surrounding states. And we also operate an organic certification program and certify farms regionally in about a 10-state area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on what we're doing, we focus at different levels on the policy arena. Of course, we operate nationally looking at federal policies mm-hmm. that affect farmers.
Have you found that getting people to purchase organic food has gotten frustrating because the government's kind of messed up the meaning of organic?
You know, I don't buy that argument that the government has messed up the meaning of organic.
Okay, what argument? You and I will be on the same page most of the time.
Okay.
Because I'm very anti-GMO, and mm-hmm. I know you're suing Monsanto, but before we go there, my sense, I don't know if you know that I'm a dairy farmer, just being a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not really certified organic because I don't want to bother, frankly. I do everything that organic farmers do, and I found that the government involvement has kind of watered down the meaning or the force behind what I deem organic to really be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Now, you may still disagree with that premise, but you're welcome to.
Yeah, you know, I kind of have this sense that for many years the sustainable agriculture community stood up and, you know, asked the food industry to be more responsible in its food production practices and held organics to be kind of the gold standard of that. And, you know, eventually in a lot of ways the industry responded. Of course, they were responding to consumer demand.
Right. The locavore movement has really taken hold.
Absolutely.
And it is astounding, actually.
Right.
And that's what all these guys are worried about, because they don't want the locavore movement, and it hurts their business. So all these big outfits, whether they are processors, whether they're producers, whether they are contributors, they don't want this movement to have any impact, or it is having impact. They want to stop it, and they can't.
That's right, or they're trying to co-opt it, if you will. So you see that, you know, promotion of this is local. I passed a billboard yesterday, actually. It was for a bank, and it was promoting a locally grown mortgage. And I realized that they were playing on the interest in locally grown foods.
Yeah, but you see, the advertising community hasn't been a good policeman. There's a big company here, one of the Dean Foods, Sweezer Foods, you know, they mm-hmm. control most of the fluid milk supply.
Yeah.
And they advertise everywhere local milk from local farmers.
Yeah.
Well, they got sued by four or five states because the milk is the furthest thing from being local.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they pull all this. But it's a hoax. And so the question comes back to, how do people know that they're getting healthy, natural, local food? And that's what you're really trying to help people with, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's nothing that is going to replace having a direct relationship with the person who produces your food, if those are the things you're looking for.
Yeah. So you are suing Monsanto. Just give us a little the GMO seed that will co-opt, whether it's alfalfa or corn or whatever it is. You plant it next to a field of organic corn, and you've ruined the field of organic corn.
That's right. That's right. Because it is a matter of nature that out in the real world, genetic material doesn't necessarily stay put.
No.
And so, organic farmers are by regulation prohibited from using genetically engineered seed.
Right.
You know, and there's lots of other farmers who are not necessarily organic, who for whatever reason also want to avoid genetically engineered stuff.
I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it.
That's right. That's right. So we are one of 60 plaintiffs in a case, which includes other organizations as well as businesses.
You're suing Monsanto. So how is it going? In the interest of time, we got about 30 seconds here. How is the case going?
The case was filed at the end of March in federal court in Manhattan. And so that was just, the opening move. And
lots of farmers in Manhattan. I can see why they'd want to have the trial there.
Well, we didn't want it in St. Louis.
No, you sure don't want it in St. Louis. That's true. At the headquarters of Monsanto. All right, well, that's interesting. Thank you for helping us further promote this, because it's something I feel strongly about. Carol Golan here on the Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457. 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Guaranteed. American Idol return engagement as this week working to cut another person off of the list. Roberta Fasano is a big fan. Jennifer Horne is a big fan. So who do you think goes down the road this week, ladies?
Jacob.
You think
Jacob
goes?
Yeah, I think
goes?
Jacob too, yeah.
Jacob,
yeah.
Lusk.
Yes.
Who doesn't seem to have much. I'm surprised he's still there, frankly. I am not surprised, however, that Scotty McCreery is still there. Here he is performing last night.
In trouble. And you
they sang Carole King songs last night.
He's such a hot boy.
He's going to win.
Think he's winning?
Absolutely. What do you think, Jen?
I think he'll be in the finals for sure, but I don't know. Casey's pretty strong.
Just close your eyes.
He's the best out of all of them. I mean, he's ready
he
to go on stage.
And soon I will be.
And you can see him in a hat and a tight jeans and boots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, 16.
17.
And he looks like Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah. Howdy Doody or Alfred E. Newman.
Other than that, yeah, he's screaming hot, isn't he?
Also, the fact that he's so young, he has a long career ahead of him.
Yeah.
And they can still, you know, mold him.
This might be his best song.
He's got a voice.
Because he always does the real easy stuff for him, and this one I don't think would come
I think he's good. I like him. J-Lo liked him, too, last night. All right, up next, James Durbin performing for the audience last night. The guy with the spiked hair.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah. And he could be out too.
Yeah, it could be. I think it could be him.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Even though that's a great song, he doesn't do it. Nothing. Okay. How about Scotty and Lauren performing together?
I climb way up to the top of the stairs. And all my cares just
like
drift right into space. On the roof's the only place I know.
I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
No, this one doesn't.
Solid.
All right, so let's have Casey perform by himself. Casey Abrams.
Once I met the devil.
I don't like this already.
And he was not a slick.
Too put on. They try to make him too mature. Yeah. All right, here's, let's see. Haley tried to sing, but there was some kind of technical issue. What was the problem? Anybody know?
No? Haley, we got a little bit of a technical issue. What was happening?
Oh, just my ears weren't working the first time around, and they weren't going to, but we just hooked it up. So,
can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Inside, tell the big time television. Her voice sounds kind of husky, almost like she was a smoker or something.
I know, and she's so young.
Yeah. But that's not the case. All right, so Kara DeGuardi has this book out, tell-all book about what happened to another person who's been sexually abused. But part of the discussion is why she was on Idol and why she left Idol. Here she talks to Regis and Kelly about that.
Idol was, it was a great ride.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult in the beginning. I'd been used to, I was someone who was behind the scenes. So to come out into the forefront and be in the limelight, that was a tough transition. But it was hard to leave, you know, but there was such uncertainty and I felt like I had to kind of control my own destiny.
All right. She talks about how uncomfortable she was when she was on Idol.
Well, it was sort of like breaking up the Beatles. You know, they were so...
Oh, come on, Kara.
Chemistry and a rhythm, and I couldn't get it at first.
About Paula?
You know, and I would get nervous, and then I'd talk more, and someone would be like, oh, my God, let's duct tape her mouth shut. She's so annoying. And, you know, I had to adjust and find my place. And by season 9, I felt, like, much more comfortable. I didn't care as much about,
what
everyone said.
Three.
I stopped reading the blogs.
Yeah. All right, so...
And she was better the second time around. I really like her.
You know what really bugs me? These people complaining they're making millions of dollars, how uncomfortable they are. Give me a break, will you please?
Yep, gotcha.
All right, let's take a trip with your children, 28 after, on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In this economy, everybody's trying to save money, but the one place where it absolutely does not pay to cut corners is when you're flying with small children that you want to have sitting on your lap. You see, most American airlines allow parents to fly with a child under the age of 2 in their lap. Why? Because the FAA says it's okay, but it's not okay. Both the National Transportation Safety Board and even the FAA have studied this, and they've come up with the same conclusion. In the event of a hard takeoff or landing, the G-forces are so strong that you physically cannot maintain a grasp on your child. And yet the FAA won't force the airlines to provide the seats that are necessary to protect the kids. Why? The FAA's argument is that if they forced the airlines to provide these seats, the airlines would simply raise their airfares and people who would otherwise fly would drive and be killed in automobile accidents. So it's up to you to be a responsible parent, even if the FAA isn't doing their job. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plantskydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everything. Okay, time at 33 and change at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It's time for a 2020 News Trivia Question. Are we ready? Roberta, you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready. Jennifer's ready. Richie's ready. We're having the launch of the shuttle. I think it's tomorrow, isn't it? Tomorrow's the shuttle launch, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah, no, it's 29th tomorrow. Okay, let's go back in history.
Okay.
Which of the Apollo 13 astronauts uttered the famous words, "Houston, we have a problem"? Which of the Apollo 13 astronauts said, "Houston, we have a problem"?
Tom Hanks?
Was it?
That's right, Roberta. Very good.
Yeah,
good.
Kevin Bacon might have. Yeah. Right. David Scott, Fred Hayes, James Lovell, or John Swigert? Which of those four is the person who said, "Houston, we have a problem"? Our computer doesn't work. It just signed off, as you can see.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right, who knows the answer to that? 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. I talked to Russ Goble yesterday, who is the man who's in charge of all these great Doug Steffen prizes. He's really a man and a half. Love the guy. He does so much to help out, and he loves to do these sorts of things. And as a result, because he does such class work, people are always pleased to get the things that they get. All right, so you'll get something for answering this correctly. Apollo 13, "Houston, we have a problem." Which of the members of the crew said that? Was it David Scott, Fred Hayes, James Lovell, or John Swigert? 800-510-8255. And you get the answer. We have between now and 20 before the hour to get the answer for that, so you certainly should feel free to help yourself. I take a deep breath now because... What?
You've got that. This is going to be an uncomfortable conversation.
No, only because I have sworn that we would keep this program wedding free.
Oh.
However,
it's going to be hard tomorrow, buddy.
This today and tomorrow and over the weekend, it's going to be kind of a difficult thing to accomplish.
Yeah.
You know, if I see one more report on the hats.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go crazy.
That's the best part, the silly-looking hat.
I'm going to pull an Elvis and shoot my television.
No, here's the best one. Here's the best one. At DougSteffen.com today, you'll find that they are selling, a British company is bottling samples of the air in London tomorrow, selling them
nice.
As bottled royal wedding air.
That really stinks.
Oh, my goodness.
Royal wedding air.
Smells funny to me.
Royal.
Oh, who passed gas?
Ooh. Wedding. Quite a bad muffin someone had, I think. Yeah.
Those who pass gas in church must sit in their own pew.
Oh.
All right. So the poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, are you planning to watch the wedding, William and Kate's wedding? A, definitely, I can't wait. Well, let me give you the numbers as they shake out here. Nope, not even remotely interested was the way 43% of you who took this poll at DougStephan.com yesterday answered.
Liars.
16% said, definitely, I cannot wait. Let's see here, 15% said, maybe out of curiosity. 11% said, I would if it wasn't on so early. What does it start, 1 o'clock in the morning or something?
Yeah, coverage starts at 1 a.m. L.A. time.
Yeah.
And when is the actual ceremony?
I think
it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon,
12,
which would be 8 o'clock our time.
Here's my question. What? How can you not watch it? Think of a way that you could not be exposed to
this. Turn the television set off.
Television and computers you would have to avoid.
Yeah.
Right. Why would you
take the day off tomorrow and just do continuing coverage of the wedding?
It's going to be everywhere. If you log into a news site, a social network site, it's going to be everywhere.
What if she runs away, you guys? What
That'd
if she's a
awesome.
Runaway bride?
Right, is there some worry that she is going to?
No, I'm just wondering. I like to think of the worst possible scenario.
Yeah.
I've always said that I wish that William would just go, let's go to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, right.
Like they show up in Vegas today, go to the little white wedding chapel, have Elvis marry him, you know?
Royal Wedding Day Air. These are a team of trained professionals.
Thank God.
Out in London collecting samples of the air to capture the essence of the day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers could then be treated to a royal air. You understand the
Get
double
it?
Entendre there? A royal air.
Royal air.
Royal air. Right. And by the way, they haven't priced it yet. They haven't tried to put some out there. They're going to price it on the day. So somebody will pay, $10 for a bottle of Royal? Somebody's going to give
you a bottle.
Seriously,
if you do, I have oceanfront property in Arizona to tell you.
Yeah. The Royal
Prince William.
There's the guy. Here's James Watt, who's the creator of Royal Wedding Day Air, saying, quote, it's an amazing honor to send our Royal Air around the world. Who knows? You might get a whiff of Kate.
I've got some royal air for you.
Does anybody really want to smell Kate? Because I really don't. I mean, she's beautiful and lovely.
I don't even think she's that beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
She's very classic looking. I think she's pretty.
She's classic looking.
Well, classic what? Classic Brit.
Like a classic beauty.
Yeah.
No, not even just Brit. Just she's got a pretty face.
Just another skinny woman getting married to guys got a lot of dough. All right, next. That's kind of a sarcastic way.
I know.
Okay, so other news from England. This is more important. DougStephan.com, the story today exclusively. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Did
you want me to
hear
the news chopper? Hold on.
Yeah, the news chopper.
Yeah, you really need to get the cam on.
Where we need to go. Ready? All right, here we go.
I like it.
It feels better when I'm hitting my girls instead of my chest.
Are you hitting your chest or your legs? What are you hitting?
I'm hitting my girls right now.
Oh,
that's Rich.
Oh, that must hurt.
No, that's Roberta. That's Roberta.
Now, watch out that you don't knock yourself out there, Jen.
Ah.
I'm telling you, we need video on this, Jen.
You would see me leaning back going like this. That was the girls.
Yeah, I need to
fascinating
see
radio.
I need to see
This is like the beginning of Wild Kingdom or something when they're beating the drums in Africa. Someplace.
Had to take you to the chopper.
Anyway,
chopper.
So here is the story. Britain, the folks in the press over there are crazier than the New York press. They ask questions of people. And so the poll today.
Chat room says you're just bitter about all this because Fergie turned you down for a date.
Maybe. I would still like to have a date with Fergie.
Yeah.
Anyway, dog owners in Britain say that they are more loyal to their dogs than they are to their bosses. So the survey says, according to Canine Magazine in England, that 81% of dog owners in England would risk their jobs by calling in sick if they were worried their pet was ill. And only 6% would tell their boss the real reason for their being absent. 94% of those surveyed felt more comfortable saying that they were unwell themselves than to tell the boss that their pet was sick. Anybody feel the same? Would you do that? Well, Roberta wouldn't, because she's got all those things.
Yeah, I think any one of us. Roberta wouldn't. She would just let it die and then eat it, probably, or feed it to another one of our animals. Yeah, but I think the three of us would.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
I think I've had to take Patch to the doctor during the show one day.
Right.
I'm telling you, given the, you know, I don't know if I told Doug, and Rich I think knows, but my dad's got to put his dog to sleep probably today. And I said goodbye to her yesterday, and I was so upset. I really got about maybe 3 hours of sleep last night. And I don't know. I don't know how you go to work. It's just sad. It's really...
All right, so let's brighten it up. Yesterday, we asked on Facebook to have you tell us your favorite cartoon characters. And among others, Jennifer was slammed with responses from those who wanted to make sure we knew who her cartoon character favorites were. So what did you get?
Yeah. All right. So we had, and like no two people were the same, a couple of them. But Stewie Griffin, Frank Morano said Stewie Griffin. Linda Lipinski said Mr. Magoo and Top Cat. Warren Eckstein said Mighty Mouse.
Warren Eckstein.
Yeah, him too. Yeah. Wendy Turner said Underdog. Renee Deacon voted for Bugs Bunny. Benny said Ren and Stimpy, even though those are two, but we weren't counting. Nancy said Bugs Bunny or Marvin the Martian. Kim said Snoopy, of course. We got a vote for SpongeBob SquarePants. Got a vote for Hank Hill from Michael Higby. Robert Gowdy voted for Bugs Bunny.
I love
Hank.
He's
the favorite. Jessica Rabbit. Eric voted for her. Deputy Dog from Tom Turner.
Yeah, Deputy Dog.
Artie's Pet voted for Marvin the Martian. Interesting. Mickey Mouse got a vote from Patty. Cindy said Mighty Mouse. Foghorn Leghorn got a vote.
Foghorn Leghorn.
A second one for Stewie Griffin. Snoopy from Sonia. Tweety.
How can
from
you
Kevin.
Vote for Stewie? Is Stewie still on edge? He's not classic.
Still your favorite, just like SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's
got
SpongeBob
another vote for Roadrunner. Speedy Gonzales. Lion-O of Thundercats. I don't remember Lion-O.
I remember
Popeye.
Thundercats, though.
Yeah, a lot of good Facebook comments. You can connect to Facebook. Yeah. Just go to Doug7.com, click on the Facebook icon. Brings you to the show Facebook page. One of the other items at Doug7.com today, we were making quick reference to the airliner that was sidelined for having been infested with rats. So here's how graphic this gets. This is, by the way, at the Atlanta airport, where the FAA, wherever the headquarters are for whatever the airline is, and they go through every year and do an inspection of the plane, just like they inspect your car in many states, that sort of thing. So this isn't even Delta finding this. This is the FAA inspector who's looking around, first of all, in the area where the galley is and finds all kinds of rat pellets, rat droppings, if you will, all over the galley area where the food is kept and prepared. And then the inspection found them On the 3C to 7C, which have been first class. So these rats have taste anyway. They're riding in first class instead of back in coach.
Yeah.
And the FAA inspector said there were more droppings, too numerous to count, was what the report said. And they also found them in the ceiling area of the plane.
You imagine being at 30,000 feet and looking down at your on the floor and seeing a rat run by your foot.
Well, more than that, it sounds gross, but here's what really the problem is.
Yeah.
Rats are notorious for chewing through wires.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
Yeah.
They love to chew through the wires, and therefore at 30,000 feet. I don't mind.
Tractor
has a. We have nests. We find the tractors we park for the wintertime have nests in the radiator, or they'll go into the toolbox or something. They come out. They're not going to do any damage. But at 30,000 feet, thank you, but no thank you. I think Delta better be doing a better job of checking out their planes. Okay, so the question, our 2020 News Quiz question about Apollo 13 and the words Houston, we have a problem. Who was it that mentioned those words? Let's see here. Brenda. Hello, Doug. Brenda. See if I can get away from that. Brenda.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. So what about the person who the Apollo 13 astronaut that said, Houston, we have a problem. Who do you think it is?
Jack Swigert.
Jack Swigert is what a lot of people would have guessed, but that is not the correct answer. Sorry to say. No, it's not Mr. Swigert, but thank you. Let's see. Here's
Failure is not an option.
What is that?
Failure is not an option.
Is that the caller? What are you doing, Rich?
No, that's a line from the movie. Oh, yeah, the classic line from
Failure is not an option.
Failure is not an option.
Okay, that sounds like Kevin Costner. Whose voice is that?
Let's see. It's Tom Hanks.
All right, Alan.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
I heard that somewhere.
Well, sorry, pal. Here's Matt in Cocoa Beach. If people in Cocoa Beach don't know, nobody's going to know. Matt, hello.
It's Jim Lovell.
Jim Lovell is the correct answer. Houston, we have a problem. Are you connected with the space program being down there, Matt?
Well, I don't work for them, but a lot of my friends do, and they're going into the last month of work, unfortunately.
Yeah, so what are all those people going to do after the shuttle program closes down?
They're going to be leaving the state. They're going to be going to South Carolina and Texas.
They're working for other operations?
Yeah, Boeing's got a few different offices across the country, and I hate to sound too skeptical here, but or cynical here, but it's going to be some long days ahead for the Space Coast.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to do the Space Coast any good. I think that this administration isn't your friend, and you probably figured that out by now. All right.
Yeah.
Matt, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll send you a Doug Steffen item. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in 30 seconds here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
12 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the DougSteffen.com. Doug Steffen, well, you are the expert for it. Matter of fact, you have info up there today on wine and salt and how that connects to your heart. Maybe
two
we get some
of
that.
Two of my four basic food groups.
Wine and salt. Good for you, Jennifer. Dr. Ken, with his important medical information in a moment after we talk about Medifast, what more is there to say? We've all talked to Jennifer or one of their helpers, one of the consultants. And so when you said that you wanted to get your wife and your daughter involved in this, Ken, what did they say? Is it different for someone your daughter's age to be involved? Is the principle the same no matter how old you are? What did you find out?
Calories in, calories out. Medifast has a teenage program.
It does.
When my daughter and wife heard me talking about Medifast, they certainly filled up our pantry with it, and we're all enjoying the products. I see it for my patients all the time. They lose weight. They keep it off. They love this program, and it's a healthy program, and that's why tens of thousands of my colleagues, physicians across America, endorse this program.
Eat five Medifast meals like Richie, Jennifer, Roberta, Ken's wife.
Love it.
Everybody loves it. And lose the weight, 20 pounds the first month, 2 to 5 pounds a week after that. Check it out at 800-506-4115. That's toll free, 800-506-4115. Make sure that you consult your physician before beginning any weight loss program. All right, let's get to the Botox study of the day, which, Roberta, you need to be listening to. Ken?
Botox. This is a study that shows that Botox may stunt emotional understanding. It's out of Social, Psychological, and Personality Science Journal.
Now
Botox
it all makes sense.
They can smooth out outlines and wrinkles, but the procedure can also cause bumps in relationships because it apparently leads to an inability to read people's emotions, Doug.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because if you can't scowl, then people don't know what you're really thinking.
Right.
It's a perfect poker face.
You have a perfect poker. You've used Botox, right?
Oh, it's my friend.
Really? Do you use it any place but your forehead?
No, just my forehead.
Really? Anybody
Why
use
would
it?
I use it elsewhere?
I don't know. I wonder if anybody's ever tried it in their butt.
They use it to help sweating. You
sweat a lot. Be careful in your relationships if you're using Botox.
I don't think it would make any difference.
From
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Songs we learned yesterday. As a matter of fact, this song had been on the top of the charts for 8 weeks. I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, Richie, or not. We were talking about two songs of South Beach, number one and number two.
We played both songs the other day and talked about how one edged the other on.
8 weeks, though. 8 weeks at number one. From the movie Night Fever, Bee Gees music gets us into movie moments at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So you want to do this? I think we've done this movie enough, but Richie thinks
we have not done it enough.
I think we've done
it's
it.
Classic
enough.
Stuff.
All right, but
let's
I'll defer to you before we get to movie news with Chuck Curry. Time for Elizabeth, three outtakes from a well-known movie that happened to be number one, actually, during this week in 1997. So listen carefully and see if you can figure out what the movie is. Then call us at 800-510-TALK. First person with the right answer hasn't won before. It gets the Lollapalooza prize.
That makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset,
people die! All right, we don't need a running commentary. Richie's going to sit here and do the dialogue. 800-510-8255. Second clip.
This is one of those.
Isn't
movies.
That what being an international man of mystery is all about?
Come on, this is so silly and so easy. Hurry up, play the last cut.
Now, Mr. Evil. Dr. Evil.
800-510-8255. This is silly, it's so easy. Chucker has movie news for us. Yeah. Miscellaneous stories right after this on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hey, Chucker, yesterday you said that Arnold is going to be back as the Terminator.
Yes.
Christian Bale, I was thinking he was in the last one, but he wasn't really. He was just a cameo because he was governor when they filmed it, right?
Arnold?
It was a CGI cameo.
Right. Yeah, if you saw his body in that one, there was no way it was him.
Oh, really?
No way. Like, that was his body when he was, like, 22 years old.
Yeah. I could have taken it then.
I got two stories here, Doug. Actor Ani Ahamo, the guy who played the twin brothers in The Social Network and talks to star alongside Johnny Depp in the big screen version of a new Lone Ranger movie produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Depp will play the character of Tonto. Ahamo would play the Lone Ranger. Personally, I don't think we need another one, but...
Yeah, of course we do.
Actor or clown, depending on your point of view, Gary Busey has joined the cast of the currently filming Piranha 3DD, the sequel to last year's Piranha 3D.
Are they doing it in Lake Havasu again?
No, they're going to start filming it outside the United States.
Huh.
I don't know where, but... And most likely, Busey will play fish food. Richard Dreyfuss made a cameo in the original.
Chucker. All right, let's see here. I'm looking at the starter wife. Chris, is it Demonetopoulopoulos? Who is that?
Yes, just like that.
That's exactly it.
Got to be one of the people in the Three Stooges. All right, let's see if Ryan in Fort Bliss, Texas, knows what movie that is. Go ahead, Ryan. This floor, you're the star. The floor is yours.
Yes, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
The first one, number one movie this week in 1997. Yes, you are correct, Amundo, sir. Hold on a second.